from Yom Aleph Chav Dalet Kislev, after Mincha, and the lighting of the first light of Hanukkah, in the Maimit Pesumi Nisa Olami. Okay? Which this was broadcast live through satellite, and it united many tens of thousands of Jewish people in a number of different places in the world, including Yerushalayim, in Moscow in Russia, Yerushalayim by the Kaisel, Moscow in Russia, Paris in France, Melbourne in Australia, Hong Kong, in a manner that all of the places were able to see and be seen, and continued with the Sikha of the Rebbe. Okay, after the lighting of the candles in the different places and the singing, the Rebbe said a Sikha. The Rebbe says as follows. So this is officially a rally. This is also at the same time they made it at the time when he would usually make a rally for the children of Tzivos Hashem. So the Rebbe, in the room, the Rebbe was addressing the children, even though ultimately the Rebbe was addressing the whole world by satellite. The Rebbe says as follows. Aschalas ha-teira kula chamisha chumshe teira hi bi-hoida v-hoira shenasis ha-yisoid v-chayov shol kol echad v-echad mi-Yisrael u-klal Yisrael. The beginning of the entire Torah, all five books of the Torah, starts with a declarative statement which informs us and directs us in a way. And this informative and directive is the foundation of the life of each and every Jew and of the entire Jewish people. What is this statement? Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ve'es haaretz, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Kol ha'olam kulo, the entire world, which is made up of shamayim, Keu gama shamayim hel yonim shmei shamayim, the heavens, which includes also the highest of the heavens, which is known as the heavens of the heavens. So all the celestial forms of existence are included in heaven. The eretz keu gampina nidachas shebekzei eretz, and the earth, including the most far-flung corner of the earth. V'chol tzva'am, and all of their hosts, which is not used in conversational English, but that seems to be the translation of tzva'am, is in most translation is hosts. Meaning everything that's in it, tzva shemayim u'tzva aretz, the literally the armies of the heavens and the armies of the earth, which means all the things that occupy the heavens and the earth, all beings and existences which occupy and inhabit the heavens and the earth. As Chazal tell us, as Rashi tells us in Pasuk Yudalit, in Bereshis, it's Es HaShemayim, L'Rabbis Tel Deseha, Es HaAretz, L'Rabbis Tel Deseha. That it says Es HaShemayim, it includes Tel Deseham, all of the offspring, so to speak, of the heavens, meaning all of its, those things which inhabit and exist within the heavens. As the Aretz L'Rabbis Tel Deseha, all of its offspring of the earth. All of these things were Nivra Yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, were created through the Eibishter, as it says in the Pasuk, Bara Elokim. So, the heavens and the earth in its entirety were created on the first of the 6 days of creation. And similarly, this is renewed on every Sunday, every first day of the week, as we say also in the Shir Shel Yom, which talks about creation of everything. Okay, the Tachlis Briyasa, and in this first pasuk, in this beginning of the entire Torah, it also teaches us the purpose of their creation. Bereishis, Beis Reishis. The word Bereishis is made up of two words, the letter Beis and the word Reishis. which indicates, which means b'shvil shnei dvarim, shenikru reishis, for the sake of two things which are called reishis. B'shvil ha'Torah shenikras reishis. The world, the purpose of creation was for the Torah, which is called reishis. B'shvil Yisrael shenikru reishis. And also for the sake of the Jewish people that are called reishis. And this explanation, this interpretation, is not something which is a remez, but actually it's kefishim farish Rashi b'pshut shomek. Rashi explains the literal pshat of the pasuk, meaning as meaning b'shvil yisrael shenikru reishis and b'shvil yisrael shenikru reishis. That is the literal pshat. So it's not a drash. It's not a remez. It's this is how you have to learn the pasuk. Kleimer, which is to say, in other words, in simple terms, what are we saying the purpose of the creation is? Kidei shekol echad ve'echad miYisrael yisnaig al pi ha'ros ha'Torah v'negeh l'chol inyanim shebe'elam. In order that each and every Jew should conduct himself according to the directives of the Torah in all matters of the world. So the world was created so that there should be, that the Jewish people should live their lives in the world, in world, conduct themselves in all worldly affairs according to the Torah. That's why the world was created. Al-Dar HaPshat. That is the pshat of creation. The first passage says it all. Ula Dugma. For instance, an example of this, where we see how a Jew utilizes worldly things to conduct himself according to Torah, and that this expresses the entire purpose of creation. In a simple and commonplace event in the daily life of a person, such as drinking water, something which is essential for human survival, for sustenance. Shelifnei shsiyas hamayim maktim yehudi kam yalad katan lehedis HaKadosh Baruch. That before he drinks this water, a Jew prefaces the drinking of the water, even a little child, by giving thanks to Hashem. Leirak al b'riyas hamayim shebetech hakeis shalei. Not only on the creation of the water that is within his own cup, Kamus Ktana Shomai, which is a relatively small amount of water, and especially the shear that you need in order to make a brach is a Meloy Lugmav, enough to fill your cheek, and on a little child that's not all that much, it's a small amount of water. And yet, what does he do? What kind of praise does he give Hashem when he has the need to drink this small amount of water? Ala al b'riyas ha'elam kula. He gives praise for on the creation of the entire world. Shakel, what is the bracha that he says? Shakel nihiya bidvari, that everything in existence came about through his words. Shekol ha'olam kulo, that the entire world, shamayim v'aretz v'chol tzva, the heavens, the earth, and all their hosts, nihiya came into existence and are continually brought into existence. Bidvarei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the speech, with the utterance, the words of Hashem. Ba'asara ma'amaris nivra, which is referring to the 10 utterances with which God created the world. So, v'yidiyazu, and this knowledge, shekol davar nivra al-yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this knowledge, this awareness that everything in the world was created by the Eibershter, this affects that the person should conduct himself in every matter and in everything according to the will of the Eibershter that the Eibershter has in this thing. According to the will that the Eibershter Kiviyachal has in this thing, according to the directives of as they're found in the Torah. So this awareness, Shakel Miyav Advarai, impact the awareness of relations, Vada Lekim, and the language audience, is supposed to impact on every part of a person's life. And also, so not only does the awareness that Shakon Liyo B'dvarei affect and influence the person's own life, but also, and this is very much a primary issue, Legalis Be'olam, to reveal in the world, not only to have one's own inner awareness, but to reveal in the world, to express out into the world, Haydaas HaTeira Shebar Elikim. This declaration of the Torah that Hashem created everything. It's not enough to have one, to just be aware for oneself, but to actually reveal and publicize in the world. And one of the ways that we do this is Kemoi Ba'amiris HaBracha Shakol Nia B'dvarei. Like, for instance, through making the blessing that everything, proclaiming through speech, that everything that exists came about, comes about through his words. Sha'al yoda mizgala kveda shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'ayla. That through this blessing, the honor of the Eibush is revealed in the world. Very similar to the famous Sikha of the Rebbe Rashab called Yitzel Mechemes Beis David. He talks about the job of Tmimim in the world, which if you look at it, it's mamash, it's open prophecy, it's totally amazing. But so he speaks there about that Leibachayel Leibachayach, that the soldiers, this army of the House of David, what's the role of the army of the House of David? Is Leibachayel Leibachayach Kim Baruchi. It's an army that doesn't go with legions and with strength, rather with my spirit, with Baruchnius. It's a Muhammad Ruchnus. So he says the marshal, the meaning of saying Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Amen, which to a person who's not learned in the ways of Chassidus, seem like relatively, you know, it's just a law. It's a technical law that, you know, you have to say these words. When you hear God's name uttered, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. When you hear Bracha, you're supposed to say Amen. So it's just one of those rituals that you have to do. And they do not seem all that significant. Even though there are sources in Gemara and Chazal that indicate that the punishment, the reward is very great, and the punishment is very severe for missing out on a saying of an Amen. But still, there doesn't seem to be any clear understanding of the power of these things. And the Rebbe Rashab explains that when you know the whole Indian of Brachas, that's the whole Tachlis Avedah, the Bracha Miloshen Hamshacha. It's the whole Tachlis of the Avedah, the Megala Lekus in the world. And that's the Indian of Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. To be Baruch, to live with the awareness that everything in existence is, and the whole Tachlis of the Avedah, the Mamshacha Lekus, Lamata. And that's the whole Indian of a Bracha, like all the Maimonim and Chassidus of saying 100 Brachas a day. That the inyan of bracha, that in order to bring that the inyanim that you mamshach through the mitzvah, or the netzutzes that you mavar through the achil and the shti, in order to bring that they should be begolui, that's what the bracha accomplishes. And God lo ina yesim and amavarach, and greater is the one who answers, who responds, because it's not just the inyan of amshach alamata, but that there's a mekabel, that answers amen, there's mekabel and the amshacha. And the Rebbe Rashab says, you know, things like that, the seemingly little, but to the rest of the world, the seemingly little, minor things. So something like a Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Amen encapsulate in it the whole Tachlis Kavanas of Bris Ha'elam, and the whole Aveda, the whole everything that we're here for is all expressed and encapsulated in a Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai, and Amen. So things that other people take lightly and for granted, which seem, you'd ask the average person, like in the larger scheme of Judaism as a whole, what is the role of Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai? I mean, how important is it? So he would have to tell you, listen, you know what I mean? It's a lot of, in Judaism, a lot more important things than Baruch Hu, Baruch Shemai. I mean, but because from that perspective, from the perspective of reward or punishment, of a bigger mitzvah, smaller mitzvah, bigger avirus, smaller avirus. So in that framework, the little things get lost. It's dafka when you look mitzad the penimius, when you look mitzad the kavana alakis. So the tiniest little things, the things which appear to be the tiniest little things, those are as much the vehicles of fulfilling Hashem's will as the greatest, biggest mitzvahs and the things that a person could accomplish. And that's, and the Rebbe Rashab answered, that's the nekuda of the Muhammad of Chayali Biz David. The nekuda of the Muhammad of Chayali Biz David is the way we win that war. He says the Muhammad is going to be first on Yiddishkeit Bechlau. First, our main opposition is going to be those who oppose Yiddishkeit in general, and then there's going to be a second era, a second Yovel, where the opposition will be primarily from Jews that have a weak belief in Mashiach. But, which is, I mean, the whole thing is open prophecy.
He said a weak belief in Mashiach is Davka?
What?
He said a weak belief in Mashiach Davka.
Asher Cherfu, he says, it goes on the Pasuk. Asher Cherfu Oivecha Hashem, Asher Cherfu Ikvus Mashiach. So he says, Oivecha Hashem, your enemies, those go on the, those who are going to oppose Yiddishkeit Mamash and try to uproot it entirely.
Who is it who said this again?
The Rebbe Rashab. Entitled called Yetzel Muhammad's Beis David. I think it actually appeared a long time in English.
Yeah.
What? Together with Epsamaima?
Tanarabanan.
Tanarabanan Tafresh Mugim. So here again, the Rebbe sits with little children. What does he talk about? He talks about Bereshit Bara Lekimus the Shemayim HaZaretz. It talks about Shakilni, making a brach on a cup of water, Shakilni Abedvarit. And that this is mamish, the whole Yisrael, of the Aved of a person in his own Aved and his Aved in the world. Everything is contained and encapsulated in those seemingly insignificant things. And which Bechlau, I mean, just that's, I mean, you know, it's a lesson for us, it's a lesson for every class, and it's also a lesson for how to teach children. Most people in their education of children are emphasize tremendously the behaviors and getting the kids to just do what they're told. And the Rebbe sits in with little children, he talks about talks to them about the significance of those behaviors. Sometimes even when parents talk to kids about the significance of their behaviors, it's only just in order to, like, bully them. Like, if you don't do this, it's going to be... But not really sharing with them and giving the child a sense of the magnitude of, like, how great what he or she is doing is. And that's something that you see. It's a common theme. If you look through all the talks of the Rebbe for the children, the common thing, the emphasis of the Rebbe is, it's this little child with the small, little, seemingly insignificant act that encapsulates and expresses everything that Yiddishkeit is all about. The greatest, greatest, highest truths and revelations of Elokus in the world. And that's part of, you know, it's somehow, very often, we buy into the erroneous ideas, which are antithetical to Chassidus, of this is more important, that's less important, this is more significant, that's less significant, this is mamish totally antithetical to Chassidus. And this Jew is a more important Jew than that Jew, this Jew is a better Jew. Somehow, the misnagat shebekirbecha, the misnagat that's within each and every one of us, express it, that's one of the expressions of that, is that trying to diminish the significance of things. But the Rebbe's forget, dafka, the smaller the thing, the lower the person, the smaller, and the seemingly more simple the act, or even the pasuk, I mean, kaviyachal. Okay, everybody knows, Hashem, what is it, the pasuk talking? Hashem created everything, fine. To remember that's the gateway to the whole awareness and the whole reality. It's the foundation of the entire Torah. It tells it all. It's all there. Bereshis, Bishul Yisrael, Bishul HaTorah, HaShemayim HaZoharetz, everything in it. Es L'Rabbis, everything in it. That's it. It's all there for what? For this. And here again, the emphasis in this sukkah is also again the idea that with one little act, one child lighting one little candle in one's shul on Eastern Parkway, and from that the light goes out to the entire world. It's not, you know, rarely do we get an idea, a glimpse of the impact of one action. But But the fact is, that's where it's all at. It's all in the little, little details. If we went back when we first started learning the sins of Toshin and Aleph, if you look after Chavchas Nissen, the first sikh that the Rebbe spoke was the sikh of Parashat Shemini. What did the Rebbe say there? What's the point of the whole sikh? The first thing that Rebbe addressed, the Rebbe addressed many issues over the next weeks. The week after that, as Yom Tzeri, the Rebbe spoke about learning in the Mashiach of Gula. Mashiach wants to be revealed, and everything is already finished. It's just that, just the last outside layer of skin that has to be there. Then the Rebbe went to address other concerns about Goyle and Geula, revealing the Aleph. Then the Rebbe addressed fears that people have. The Rebbe went through many, many different issues. The first issue that the Rebbe addressed, right after Chavchas Nissen, the first issue that the Rebbe addressed was the tanya that a person could have. Who am I, and what can I do that's going to make the difference? I'm a little nobody. What can I do already? I can only do little things. Who am I, and what can I do that'll make the difference? And then the whole Likud of the Sikh is Dafka in the smallest things. That the Eivishter was Machnas himself in the Torah and the Mitzvahs. That is, when you do a Mitzvah, you got everything. When you do the smallest thing, a big Mitzvah is not a bigger Keli to Likud than a small Mitzvah. When the smallest person does the smallest mitzvah, that's it. That's everything. You got everything right there. So the idea is that the Eimusher put infinity, the Eimusher expressed his infinity into small, tiny, little, finite details. So if your job was to somehow grasp infinity, so you're right, you don't have the cable. But if God did that for you, he expressed his infinity into the little details. So your job is to be the little guy that you are and do the little things that you do in your little corner of the world. And that's what does the job. That is the secret. The secret is bringing God into the little things. That's what it's all about. That we can say that this is alluded to, this part, this thing that not only is a person supposed to have his own awareness of Hashem as the creator of the world, but he also has to see that this reality, this truth is revealed in the world, is proclaimed in the world. But you say this is alluded to in the first Maimer following Bereshis. Okay, Chazal tells that Bereshis Nami Maimer, that Bereshis counts as one of the 10 utterances. Okay, the next, what's the second utterance? The second one, but the one, the first one, the first time when Hashem says, where it says Vayemer, the first time when it says Vayemer is Vayemer Elikim, you hear? It should be light. Shabbat Nirmaza, Ha'izgalus, Teichen Inun Ha'er, Vayikr Elikim La'ayim Ba'elam, Sheyenika Be'begili, Shenivra B'mamari Shalakadosh Baruch. Vayemer Elikim, you hear? That the light, the Nirmaz is, that the light, what does it mean? That the Inyan of Vayemer Elikim should be revealed. The function of light is to reveal. Vayemer Elikim, the Rebbe here is that the Inyan of Amira, that the whole world is nothing more than the Amira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has to be revealed. And in an open and revealed way. Ubemeila misnag elam kula apiritzenish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, automatically, when that is revealed in the world, then automatically the world, the entire world, runs according to Hashem's will. While Yitayz and Meisav Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Bekiyam V'Chayis Ha'el, through the fact that this awareness is revealed in the world functions according to Hashem's will, to which the Eibushter responds by increasing the in the existence and the life force of the world, that it should be a world of light, of good, and true peace. An illuminated world, materially and spiritually, at the same time. So in footnote 16, the Rebbe says, what's an example of a lichtige Welt, of a lichtige Welt begashmis? The Rebbe says, L'dugma v'parnosa. an example of a lichtige welt, begashmis, beruchnis, okay. You could say a lichtige welt, beruchnis means that you're more aware of God. What does it mean that God makes the world? When we add the light of godliness in the world, so God adds light, begashmis and beruchnis. So for instance, in Parnassah, Shabbat Benakil. For instance, Parnassah, an example of this would be if Parnassah would come to a person easily. That would be an example of a lichtige world, begashmis. The Parnassah could come to a person easily. The loy daigas ukshayim, without any worries or difficulties. Umenutzelas l'nyanim tayvim ubriya. And that Parnassah would be utilized for positive things and healthy, healthful matters. Guf body, uneshama briya, a healthy body and a healthy soul. Late Sayyidach bin Yani, the fullest chas v'shalom, without any need for expenditures for medical matters, God forbid. That he should be able to spend, it should be utilized to purchase things for eating and drinking, those things which connect, keep the soul and body connected. And similarly, other matters, other similar things which increase in the health of the body and the soul. So that's in a lichtig welt, that's lichtig begashmis, where the gashmis is also lichtig. When a person does his part of making himself lichtig, that he should live with the awareness of the Eivishta, and therefore conduct himself in all matters according to the Eivishta's will. And a person also works to illuminate the world, that the world at large should also function accordingly. So this brings about that the world should be a lichter gewalt, and in his own personal life he should experience a luminous life in which materially and spiritually he is not encountering difficulties and obstacles and worries and so on, but rather things are in a positive, all of these things come to him in a positive way. Inyan zeh, this idea, that a Jew through his conduct in the world illuminates the world. Okay, the Rebbe Hashav spoke then that the function of Tehem Ketuvim is to be Neiris Lahoy. That the function of Tehem Ketuvim is to produce a generation of Hasidim that will be lights which will illuminate. That's what a Chassid is all about. So this idea that the job of a Jew in this world, by conducting himself according to Torah, he illuminates the world, Mudgish Begaloi Bepa'ula, or a mitzvah shall adlakus ner shall yadanas ekip shute begashmis b'makom shaloihay mur mikaydim l'chem. This concept is much more emphasized when the action or the mitzvah is lighting a candle. And by lighting a candle, what happens is you have light, literal light in the most literal sense. Light is added where there was no light previously. Okay. Like the mitzvah of lighting Ner Shabbos, and similarly on Erev Shabbos, and similarly to lighting the candles of Chanukah, as we shall see further on. And it's from these mitzvahs that we can learn the lesson to all other matters of Torah mitzvahs. Ner mitzvah v'Torah, as it says in Mishlei, that ner mitzvah, the Torah, that the mitzvah is compared to a ner, to a candle, and Torah is compared to light. And as he points out in footnote 17, that this pasuk has a special connection to the mitzvah of ner Shabbos and ner Chanukah, as Rashi brings in the Gemara and Shabbos, which talks about the different things that a person merits, and being careful with the candles of Shabbos and the candles of Chanukah. It makes a link, an association of having children that are Torah scholars and the like. It makes a direct association between these candles and the verse which says Ner Mitzvah V'Teira. So Techna Shal Adlok is Ner Shabbos. Shepayel is Akol HaShavua. as Rashi says, when he gave to Sarah and Rivka, may Erev Shabbos l'Erev Shabbos. The significance of the lighting of Shabbos candles, which is supposed to impact on the entire week, as manifested b'gashmius. I mean, the Rebbe says in footnote 18 that b'ruchnius, this is true of every Jewish mother and daughter. B'gashmius, by Sarah and Rivka, it actually burnt. They would light it Erev Shabbos, and it would burn the whole week. So what is the significance, what is the techen of the mitzvah? Mishum shalom bayis. It says that the techen of the mitzvah is for the sake of shalom bayis. There should be peace in the home. Shevnei beisa yimitzdarin leishav b'cheshech v'lecha. As it says, the Alter Rebbe says in Shulchan Aruch, that a person, his family members will suffer if they have to sit in the dark and eat. It will be an unpleasant experience for them. So by bringing light into the home, he avoids that unpleasant experience. Or as it says, or also, shalai yikashal be'etzei be'evin. Another reason that's given, that even in the other rooms where you're not going to be eating, the main light we emphasize is in the room that you're eating on Shabbos. That's where the main light is supposed to be, because it's a tzad to sit on Shabbos, to sit and eat a meal without light. But even in the other rooms in which you're not going to be eating, there's still the concern that a person should not trip over a rock or a piece of wood. So what is being accomplished? But even the time of night, a period of time where, according to nature, it's a time of darkness. The way God created the world was that nighttime is dark. So what is the point of lighting this candle? To make to change the matzah from one of darkness to one of light. Because darkness is unpleasant and possibly dangerous. So what are you doing? You're taking that the time of light, nasa mua, becomes illuminated with what? Not just an ordinary candle, but a candle of a mitzvah. B'ner mitzvah v'tereh. You illuminated Chazal made it a mitzvah. They didn't say that it's a good idea. They didn't say that they made it a takana, that it's one of the mitzvahs. One of the mitzvahs that are born. That you're obligated, that it's a mitzvah, that it becomes a mitzvah. In other words, you're illuminating the night, the darkness, with the light of the mitzvah. And tell you, Al yidezesh yehudi madlik ner shemeir b'layla. Through the fact that a Jew lights a candle which gives off light even at night, the Shagam Belaila, Yuchalumit Torah, Lusnag Al Pirisa, in order that at night he should also be able to learn Torah and conduct himself according to its instructions and directions, such as Liris Lahavkin by Michael Kosher, Lemichael Sheina Kosher, to be able to see and distinguish between a food which is kosher and a food which is not kosher. Which, interestingly enough, the Rambam brings as part of the pasuk which says lahavdil ben atama ben ator ben abehema nechelos the behema. The Rambam between the kosher animal, not kosher animal, between the kosher bird and not kosher bird. Between, the Rambam brings that each one of those is a mitzvah. It's the mitzvah kashrus. When a person keeps kosher, he's not doing a mitzvah. He's just avoiding doing an avera. He's being mekayim a mitzvah loisasi. When he eats something kosher, he's avoiding a loisasi. He's avoiding eating those things which are trade. There is no mitzvah in the Torah to eat kosher. The Rebbe says one of the things that you need light for is to be able to distinguish between something kosher and something which is not. That l'cheder, when a person is makbid on eating kosher, he's being mekayim those mitzvahs which the Rambam talks about, that it's a mitzvah to distinguish between that which is kosher and that which is not. That's a positive commandment. So when a person chooses a kosher product, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. L'habdil, b'na tamei, b'na tor, he's being l'cheder, he's being mekayim a mitzvah. A mitzvah sasei, when he's... Besides from avoiding the license, he's bringing the kind of mitzvah say by choosing, by distinguishing between the two. Or, for example, l'stagel b'siddur lo'im b'bracha matima. In order to look in a siddur to say the proper bracha, birkas hamazon, such as benching. While there is our brachas to Ner Chanukah, and similarly the brachas of Ner Chanukah, gimel brachas b'layla rishon, and beis brachas b'chalayla shel achrot. Similarly, to he's looking in the siddur to say the brachas of Ner Chanukah, three brachas the first night and two brachas the following night. And so to all the other matters in which a person has to conduct himself according to the directives of the Torah, Ner mitzvah Torah. Shemeira is darkim on a gosu shalot. The candle of mitzvah and the light of Torah, which illuminate the path and the way, the conduct, the behaviors of a person. So that's what Ner Shabbos is about. Ma'ali yisera b'nei Chanukah gam l'gabi Ner Shabbos b'kam inyon. There's an added quality, an added advantage to Ner Chanukah, even relative to Ner Shabbos, in a number of inyon. Aleph, first of all, mitzvahs ner Chanukah nistakna laharis ulegalis anes she'ira b'mei Chanukah. Mitzvahs Chanukah, the mitzvah of lighting the Chanukah candles was established in order to show off and reveal the miracle. As the Rambam says in the laws of Chanukah, the miracle which took place in the time of Chanukah. In the days of Chanukah, which in the words of the Rambam, Gishig Malcha Yavon Gozru Gzeres HaYisrael, when the kings of Yavon passed decrees on the Jewish people, Vahinicha Eisam Lasek B'Terah U'Bemitzvahs, and they did not allow them to engage in Terah Mitzvahs, Ad Shericham Aleim Elekeav Yisainu, until the God of our forefathers took pity on them, Vahishia Miyodam, and he redeemed them from their hands, Vahitzilam, and he saved them. Kenusach Birchas Ner Chanukah, as in the Nusach that we say in the blessings on the Chanukah candles, Sh'asa Nisim Lavi Seinu, and he did miracles to our forefathers by Yomim Ahei, Bizman Hazeh, in those days and in this time. Chaim B'Tfila Shel Achrizeh. And similarly we emphasize this in the prayer following the lighting of the candles. Haneres Halolu Anu Madlikin. These candles we light, ala tshuas on the salvations, ala nisim on the miracles, ala neflois and on the wonders. And similarly in the end, we say that these praises are to be said, ala nisecha on your miracles, ala neflosecha on your wonders, ala yishuasecha and on your salvations. Shemeira umadgish, ha nitzachon shel b'nei Yisrael, ba hanagasim b'kiyum ha-teru mitzvos, which point out and emphasize the victory of the Jewish people, which through their conduct in the performance of Torah mitzvahs, gam b'maymer u'matziv sheyesh mniyah v'ikar mitzad umas ha'elam. Even when there are hindrances and obstacles from the nations of the world, v'lachim mudgish v'b'yesa el ha'ruchni, d'ner mitzvah v'terah el yesa v'b'ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos is meant to, so they can eat, they shouldn't trip, they shouldn't fall. It's supposed to illuminate your home so that you can take care of your gashmis that can eat. Right? But in addition to taking care of your gashmis, it doesn't just mean for pot, but even your gashmis that can eat, the Rebbe says, are connected to tournaments. So you have to look in a siddur, you have to check that you have the right food, you have to, it's still, even that has to be imbued with Torah mitzvahs. But still, no, the primary function of Ner Shabbos is to illuminate the Gashmias. They should be able to see where you're going and see what you're doing. Ner Chanukah, on the other hand, the emphasis is proclaiming that which is miraculous, proclaiming the miracle which came as a result of the Jewish people's commitments to Torah mitzvahs. So the emphasis in Ner Chanukah is much stronger on the Torah mitzvahs. It's the light of Chanukah proclaims much more the aspect of the light of Torah mitzvahs than does the light of Shabbos. And then Rebbe adds in footnote 26, Ulahayr, Shener is Chanukah, Ein Lanu Rishus L'Shtamish B'Hem. The lurk in their Shabbos should be ikigdin l'shtamish b'ker gashmi. Kemen shakol yoni hu oir ruchni l'hoidis l'hala l'shim chagol. In fact, Neres Chanukah, we're not even allowed to use it for our physical needs. As opposed to Shabbos, which is primarily for our material needs. Why? Because the whole context of the Ner Chanukah is a spiritual proclamation, to reveal a spiritual message in the world in order to give praise and to give thanks and give praise to your great name. So that's in one area where we see the emphasis of Ner Mitzvah Torah in the Neres of Chanukah over the Neres of Shabbos. Beis Mitzvah Ner Chanukah Be'efin Sheyem Rishon Madlik Echad Mikan Ve'elach Meisav Ve'elach. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah is in such a way that on the first day you light one, each following day you add another candle. Ad liyem hashmini shebei madlik shmeina neres. Until the eighth day on which you light eight candles. Shebazem modgish, this is emphasized. Shem yem liyem meisiv vahilach kalachat v'echad v'yisrael yeuchem mechayel v'choyel p'nei mitzvah v'teireh. Which, if, as we just said, the main message of the Neres Chanukah is an expression of the commitment of the Jewish people to Torah mitzvahs, even in times of difficulty and challenge and opposition. By the message that we're giving by increasing, by adding a candle every day is, the message of that is that a Jew is not only involved in Ner Mitzvah and Torah, but he's involved in a way that's ever increasing, going from strength to strength. The Mashach Shiva Yamim Ritzufa, in a period of seven straight days, Me'alai La'Sheni, Shabay Maschila Ha'Yisafa, increase the you know, it's actually kind of is 8 days, but the increasing is only 7 days. The first day you lit one. So the process of increasing only starts on the second night. And for seven whole days, a person is constantly focused on increasing. And 7 days we know, HaKelim Kol Yimei Shavua Shivas Yimei Breishas Shehem Klolos Hazman. That include the 7 days of the week, the 7 days of creation, which are encapsulate the Klolos Inyan Hazman. The Rebbe sends you to look at the Sichas Chelek Chafei, but generally often Chassidus refers to the Tshuvas Harash, but that calls the 7 days the Shivas Yimei HaHekef. That these are the all-inclusive, the main time frame for all of existence is 7 days of the week. Days of Nasa came to Derech Memela, but if an automati, a Meshach Kala Shavuot Shal Achriz, a Meshach Kala Shanakut. Shem Yem Liyem, Meisa Vehelech, and Neh Mitzvah Terech. The point is that when a person goes through a cycle, the idea is that when a person goes through, undertakes something, and he goes through a cycle of a week, okay, seven whole days, which encapsulates time in its entirety, the idea of that is, it's supposed to happen is, that now it becomes part of him for all time. That he continues this process and this cycle onward and upward. And then points out in footnote 31, Adli me'achanukah b'shon shel achrize, till the days of Chanukah in the following year, sh'oz yitesev b'efen na'aliyes, because then he'll increase and in a much higher manner, much higher way. Since in every year, as Dr. Rebbe says in Tanya, and he gets a Kedush, and each year is drawn down a new, higher divine light, which never existed in the world previously. So similarly, you know, it's Chanukah is supposed to be to give the person the spiritual impetus and momentum in order to get himself into a cycle of growth, and that cycle of growth should be ongoing throughout the year until the next year, when he's supposed to set himself up not only in a cycle of growth but in a higher, that the whole cycle of growth should be on a higher level than it was previously. Okay, so we have two things in which Chanukah stands apart from Ner Shabbos. One is that it's a primarily spiritual light, which is meant to proclaim God's miracles and to proclaim the commitment of Yidden to Torah mitzvahs even in the most difficult of times. In other words, its primary message is spiritual. And secondly, it also has in it the aspect of increasing, of representing a cycle of growth in increasing and adding light, not only in the actual light of candles, but in Avodah Ruchnis, in the light of Ne'er Mitzvah Torah Er, throughout one's year. The third aspect is also and especially the Chanukah mitzvah lanicha pesach beisim v'chutz. Chanukah candles is a mitzvah to place it on the doorway of one's home, facing the outside, on the outside. Mishum persume nisa. As Rashi explains there, for the sake of publicizing the miracle. V'shus harabim. In the public domain, shebei evrim gam enam yehudim v'rayim ha'er d'nei Chanukah. In this public domain also passes through non-Jews, and they see the light of the Chanukah candles. Shabazem Mudgish, which this emphasizes Sha'er, the Ne'er Mitzvah Tera Er, Shemadlik Yehudi, Umesi V'Helich Miyem Liyem, that this light, this emphasizes that the light of Mitzvah and Torah, which the Jew ignites, and adds and increases from day to day, Me'er Gam Michutz L'Beis Yishol Yehudi, not only illuminates his own life, and represents a cycle of growth in his own, that only brings a spiritual light into his own home and his own life, and represents a spiritual cycle of growth in his own life, but also this illuminates outside of his home in the public domain. And this increases the spiritual light, which manifests itself in tzedek v'yesha, in goodness, justice, and righteousness, or righteousness. Also by the nations of the world that around the person in the person's home environment. And through this also in the entire world. The taste of Eid Yesu B'Shana Machret. In all of the above, it has been increased and something added, a satellite, that they established the custom of having a public candlelight, a manner of publicizing the miracle on a global scale through the utilization of a satellite. That should be a worldwide event. So this adds even more to the points that we brought up earlier. Ubagdama. But in order to appreciate how this adds to all that we've been saying till now, we have to first point out Shekeman Shekalma Shebarak Hadish Baruch Hu Be'elama Le'baray Elohim. Since everything that God created in his world, he did not create it except for his own honor. Moving, it is understood from this Shekein Hu Gam B'negei L'chol HaTagluyos If everything God created in this world was only created for his honor, it is self-understood that this is also true of all the latest technological revelations, technological discoveries that have been newly discovered in recent years. That the ultimate purpose and goal of their existence is to add, increase in the honor of HaKadosh Baruch. Through utilizing them for matters of holiness, the Torah and its mitzvahs. Similarly, in our case, in our situation, Sheminatzim is Halavyan, L'chvedish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we utilize the satellite for Hashem's honor, Shal Yodei Roim B'Enei Basar, as P'ulas Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, that through this satellite we see with physical eyes the action of lighting the Chanukah candle, Shenazis B'Makim Echad, which was done in one place, we see it B'Mekemes Shenim B'Rach B'Elam B'Esi Regema. You see it in all parts of the world at the same second. Not only that, the Shekel HaReitz, the Leirach of Neisrael, the Gami Umisrael. Like anybody who wants, and not only the Jewish people, even non-Jews, Yochel Hafil Machshir, he could turn on a certain machine, which we won't refer to by name, Sh'al Yada Yireh Gam Hu Es Adlogis Ne'achanik. That through this machine, he could also see and witness the lighting of the Ne'achanik.